Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, May 8th, 2019, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday, and whatever insanity is going to be forthcoming then. So we have a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. And let's start off by talking about Iran, because it looks like Iran has really become rather fed up with U.S. behavior here. Iran is pulling back on some of their promises in that P5+1 agreement. Now, they're not in violation of the agreement, which is still in effect with everybody except the United States. But apparently Iran is going to stop selling their excess uranium, and they're threatening to start enrichment to higher levels in 60 days unless Europe acts. And Tehran is refusing to dispose of excess heavy water. And what they're basically trying to do is say it is up to Europe to protect Iran from the U.S. sanctions, either by continuing to do trade with it, doing more trade with it. But basically, the U.S. is putting tremendous pressure on Iran, and Iran wants to keep the deal alive. The rest of the signatories want to keep the deal alive, but Iran is signaling they're not going to be able to continue to do so. And they're basically saying that Rouhani announced today that Iran will be suspending some of its commitments due to continued U.S. violation and a failure of European signatories to compensate for the damage done by Washington, which, of course, is going to basically play right into the war hawks' agenda here. But it's important to understand, it's rolled back some of the pledges, but it stopped short of an outright violation of the pact. The pact is still in place. Okay? Now, Russia is basically coming on out and saying that this is obviously a response to this external pressure, that Iran is being provoked. It was basically about a year ago that Donald Trump unilaterally just pulled out of the agreement and reimposed these crushing sanctions. And Russian presidential spokesman Dmitry Peskov said, "We see the consequences of rash U.S. moves toward Iran. Of course, Russian diplomats will continue to discuss this topic with our European partners in order to work on preserving the viability of the accord." So Iran and Russia's foreign ministers are urging the Europeans to fulfill all their obligations for the JCPOA survival. The U.S. government has been arm-twisting Europe to pull out of the agreement to stop doing business with Iran. And again, it's a provocation. Russia and China have fulfilled their obligations, but other countries, particularly on the European side, have failed to honor all of their commitments to the agreement. So the U.S. government wanted that agreement to go away, and looks like it's about to happen. Trump has issued more sanctions on Iran in response to Tehran saying it was suspending some of its obligations. Trump has signed an executive order imposing sanctions on Iran relating to iron, steel, aluminum, and copper, which are exports from Iran. And the new policy is aimed at denying Iran revenue from metal exports that could fund its alleged but never proven nuclear weapons program. And apparently a U.S. official is warning investors, banks, and businesses in Europe not to work with Iran in the wake of the United States' unilateral pressure on Iran. This is the United States throwing its weight around again and saying, no, 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 you only do business with the people we let you do business with. So apparently Europe is being warned about getting involved in the INSTEX special purpose vehicle. This was something that Europe was setting up to bypass SWIFT, And Tim Morrison over at the National Security Council, he's their senior director for weapons of mass destruction and biodefense, basically came on out and said, you should know that getting involved in the insects special purpose vehicle is a very poor business decision. In other words, they're threatening Europe with sanctions. Okay. Now, despite the new sanctions, despite the increasing clampdown in Iran, China is ramping up crude oil imports from Iran. And apparently, in April, they surged to a record, despite refinery maintenance outages and tepid domestic fuel demand. So imports amounted to 43.73 million tons of crude, or 10.64 million barrels per day. So they're just pulling it on in there. Probably, I imagine, they're going to stockpile a lot of it here. Mike Pompeo did a surprise trip to Iraq, and while he was there, came on out waving around saying, there's an imminent threat from Iran. There's an imminent threat. That Tehran is planning imminent attacks. So Pompeo abruptly canceled talks in Germany and made a lengthy detour from his European tour to spend 4 hours in Iraq, where he met both President Bahram Saleh and Prime Minister Adel Abdel Mahdi, and talked to them about the importance of Iraq ensuring that it's able to adequately protect Americans in their country. Now, there's a little bit of news out there. This was actually on Hal Turner yesterday, and it may be, again, more war lies here. Before we do that, though, shout out to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Okay, this story, and this is coming from CNN, which means take it for what you're worth, is claiming that Iran has been seen moving some of their ballistic missiles by boats. Short-range ballistic missiles on boats in the Persian Gulf, and they're saying this is one of the critical reasons the U.S. decided to move an aircraft carrier strike group and B-52 bombers into the region, except we already know the aircraft carrier strike group was already in the region, so that was a little bit of a hoax. But apparently yesterday, U.S. Central Command spokesperson Captain Bill Urban said that they had seen indications that Iranian and get this next one. Iranian proxy forces were making preparations to possibly attack U.S. forces in the region. They're telegraphing a false flag. They really are. Over at antiwar.com, they have an article about how Trump is inching towards attacking Iran, how the Trump administration is deploying troops, warships, and bombers, with top officials talking up the possibility of attacking Iran. An analyst saying the U.S. appears much closer to such a war than at any time since Trump took office. So who's really calling the shots over there? Over at Unz.com, they have an article. Does Trump have control of his government, or is it his government? And they're pointing out about how John, who's clearly Israel's agent here, has assembled a team consisting of himself, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Emirati Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed, and Saudi ruler Mohammed bin Salman. These men are all Iran's worst enemies. And this article goes on to state, the purpose of the team is to produce a false flag event that will provide an excuse for Washington to attack Iran. And the speculation is that Israel will shoot down an American aircraft or attack a U.S. Navy vessel, and Washington will have the prostitutes and correspondents blame it on Iran. In other words, a replay of so many of these things we've seen before. They're liking it to a revival of the Northwoods Project that the U.S. Joint Chiefs presented to President Kennedy in hopes of setting up a U.S. invasion of Cuba. Fortunately, that one was canceled. Over in Syria, militants fired another 12 rockets from Syria's Idlib de-escalation zone towards Russia's Maimim air base in Syria. The rockets were all shot down by the air defense systems. Nobody was injured. No destruction was reported. And that two firing positions used by the militants were destroyed by Russian combat jets and Syrian troop artillery. Meanwhile, the Syrian army has liberated another town in northwestern Hama. The Syrian Arab army had repelled a series of counterattacks by Hayat Tahrir al-Sham-led forces trying to keep control of all the positions captured in northwestern Hama. And apparently intense clashes took place near Tel Otman, where the SSA eliminated at least five militants. Now, despite this, the Syrian Arab army has not been able to develop on its success and push further into the militant-held area. So apparently, clashes are still ongoing. Getting on back to Mike Pompeo and Iraq, when he was in there, he was making this declaration that he wants Iraq to be an independent nation, a sovereign independent nation, not beholden to any country, except, of course, the United States. Now, the Iraqi media is reporting that U.S. Army helicopters were once again spotted dropping food and supplies to ISIS terrorists hiding in the Anbar Desert. And apparently they're very deep in the desert. It's very hard to reach where they are, except by air. And the Army helicopters are taking stuff into them. Apparently this is approved by the U.S. government. So this is not the first time U.S. helicopters have delivered aid to terrorists. The U.S. Army operates under an illegal coalition of similar evil countries, has been spotted delivering food and other aid to ISIS terrorists while the Iraqis were trying to clean their country from the terrorists in Saladin, Fallujah, Mosul, and Diyala. Okay. Yesterday, we commented on this a little bit. There's an Israeli paper that claims to have the details of the still supposedly secret U.S. deal of the century for the Middle East. And it does suggest the creation of a Palestinian state on the Gaza Strip and some of the lands of the West Bank. The state will be called New Palestine. And the document doesn't specify the political structure of the new state, but indicates that democratic elections would be held within a year. Now, the Israeli settlements in the West Bank, which are illegal under international law, will be declared sovereign Israeli territory and remain under Tel Aviv's control, along with the addition of several other settlements, the outposts, the ones that Israel doesn't formally recognize. But they're going for all of that. Both Israel and New Palestine will use Jerusalem as their capital. However, the city will not be divided, but shared by both sides. Jerusalem itself will still be controlled by the Israeli Jerusalem municipality, but New Palestine will handle education, paying municipal taxes in return. The status quo in handling the holy sites will remain as it is right now. Palestine's ambassador to the United Nations, however, came on out and said that Kushner's peace plan, if it is indeed what has been reported in the Israeli media, is just a pretext for Israeli land grabs in the West Bank. And yeah, that's pretty clear. That's what's going on over there. Over in Germany, as you know, Mike Pompeo was touring Europe, and he just canceled his visit to Germany in order to go down to Iraq. He was scheduled to speak with Chancellor Angela Merkel. And this cancellation prompted a Süddeutsche Zeitung journalist to basically say that German-American friendship is in shreds, and it's already time to start thinking about a strategy for the post-Trump era. And he pointed out there is a certain rudeness in the world of diplomacy, like missing important international meetings as foreign minister, and insolence, referring to Pompeo's announcement just hours before meeting Merkel. So that was a very undiplomatic thing to do. Earlier in the week, we reported on how CNN, they had six reporters on this story over at CNN, came on out with this claim that Juan Guaido is the elected leader of Venezuela, that he'd won the elections last January. Except, of course, there were no elections last January, and Guaido certainly didn't win them. The last elections were last year, Maduro won. Guaido did not even run. But apparently that is the new piece of propaganda they're trying to feed to you, because Mike Pompeo came on out and repeated this same claim that Juan Guaido is the duly elected leader of Venezuela. And he was speaking in London after his meeting with Jeremy Hunt. And Pompeo told reporters that Venezuelans had elected Guaido to lead them. Pompeo said the Venezuelan people have spoken through their constitutional mechanism. They put Juan Guaido as their interim president, and he's the duly elected leader there. And followed up by saying Maduro is on borrowed time. Okay. All right. So the reality is, though, Guaido's popularity in Venezuela is dwindling. His poll numbers are going down. And he's had two attempts to call for a coup d'etat, both of which have failed. And so they're saying, where could he possibly go from here? Short of an outright U.S. invasion to put him on the throne, where does he go from here? All right, let's take a phone call here from Joe in California. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Watching on YouTube, and it's been a lot of interruptions these first few minutes.
Yes.
Mike, I want to talk to you about Iran and Iraq, but first on Venezuela. I heard Daniel McAdams say that Guaido is basically worth more to the U.S. dead than alive, so he better be careful. He better be wearing that extra protection. So it reminds me of that Russian Boris, that politician in Russia, Boris Nemtsov, who had about 2% popularity, and he was taken out near the Kremlin a few years ago.
Yes.
So
yep.
He better be careful. Mike, on Europe and Iran, it's a foregone conclusion. Europe's not going to adhere to this JCPOA. I mean, you talk about the pressure brought to bear by the U.S., but it's not just the U.S. It's those APEC-like organizations in Europe. They have them as well. So Friends of Israel, for example, in the U.K. So it's a foregone conclusion. This deal is gone. We're on our way to war. It's just a matter of when. And lastly, I want to ask you, and maybe that gentleman Peter from California, who used to be in the military, could answer this question. You mentioned the U.S. helicopters seen in Iraq by reported by Iraqi media dropping supplies to terrorists at ISIS in the Anbar region. Don't these guys in the military, unless they're all special forces, and they're the biggest scumbags in the world, they'll do anything. Or they're black, they're academy people, but don't these guys know that they're dropping supplies to terrorists? I mean, or will they just do anything for a paycheck?
They're just following their orders, but you're right. These could very easily be special forces.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open. Getting on back to Venezuela, another piece of propaganda that is being floated around there is that Maduro is providing a safe haven in Venezuela for Iranian terrorists in the West. And this came from Vice President Mike Pence yesterday. And he came on out and claiming that Maduro is working with the Iranian regime to establish a safe haven for its terrorist proxies. And he said this in an address before the Council of the Americas. Boy, they are piling it up higher and deeper over there in Washington, D.C. Now, a lot of people are looking at Venezuela and saying that this is about the oil. It's about the oil reserves, the currency that the oil is sold in. But there's another player out there, and it turns out that is Monsanto. Because while numerous other Latin American nations have become a free-for-all for the biotech company, Venezuela has been one of the few countries to fight Monsanto and other international agrochemical giants and win. So the U.S.-backed Venezuelan opposition has been working to basically undo all of that. And so Monsanto is in there as well. We're going to take a break here for commercials, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And yes, once again, RBN is asking for your help. And the postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity, cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can do a credit or debit card donation or pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. And again, for those of you who have been donating, our sincerest heartfelt gratitude. Because you are making a difference and you're making it possible for us to continue. Okay, so getting on back to the news here. Interesting little article that came out of Investment Watch blog. Apparently, Russia and China are building and reopening over 455 bases along their north coastal areas bordering the Arctic Circle. It looks like the Arctic is going to be big business in the very near future. And this, of course, has prompted Mike Pompeo to basically come on out there and say, you shouldn't do this. And this has prompted a lot of people to say that with the exception of Alaska, the United States isn't really an Arctic nation compared to places like Russia, Canada, and Denmark. So from a geopolitical standpoint, Pompeo is trying to basically stick the U.S. nose into an area where it doesn't really have a legitimate reason to be. Over in Sri Lanka, they have emerged, somewhat surprisingly, as the loudest voice opposing the Indo-Pacific concept that New Delhi and Washington are jointly pursuing, pointing out that it's aimed at restraining China and even the greater Eurasia by creating these military unions between countries. And this strong statement issued by the Sri Lankan ambassador to Russia might also have been intended to alter the dynamics of his country's ongoing deep state civil war. Early this week, we commented on how satellites had shown that North Korea tested a missile. And analysts, of course, are looking at the pictures and have concluded that North Korea's newest missile bears a striking resemblance to one of the advanced Russian designs. And North Korea described it as a tactical guided weapon. And it appears superficially to be nearly identical to Russia's Iskander missile, which is a highly accurate short-range weapon capable of striking targets more than 150 miles away. And such a system has the potential to challenge missile defenses in South Korea and further escalate tensions in the region. It also shows that North Korea is developing new weapon systems, even as President Trump expresses optimism about a future deal with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Well, here is a classic example of mission creep, because Trump's summit with Kim Jong-un and his attempt to reach a deal was all about North Korea's nuclear weapons program. And all of a sudden, it is now swelling to include North Korea's missiles. Same thing that Trump did with Iran. They had that P5 plus one nuclear deal regarding Iran's nuclear activities. And then all of a sudden, Trump wants to swell it to include the ballistic missiles. Okay, we're going to take a phone call now from Tony in Puerto Rico. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I hate to waste your time, but I have a couple of questions on the same subject. John F. Kennedy, when he was in that PT-109, did he have sonar or radar?
No, they were basically these wooden boats, and I don't think some of them had radar, but most did not.
Okay. My next question, was the atomic bomb necessary, or was an invasion of Japan inevitable? They didn't use the atomic bomb.
Japan was actually in the process of trying to surrender when Russia basically came on in and joined the Allies against Japan. Japan said, okay, that's it. We have to surrender. Truman dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki to demonstrate that we really did have them and had the political will to use them. And so a lot of scholars looking back on that are saying, no, the bombs really weren't necessary, and there wasn't going to be an invasion of the Japanese heartland. In fact, one of the Japanese representatives was trying to get into the U.S. government to say, we want to talk surrender, and they literally would block him at the door because Truman wanted to go ahead and drop those bombs.
Okay. Now, what about the kamikaze, as the mass media had said? Were they really that dangerous?
Well, they were dangerous in a psychological sense, in that it was very frightening to the U.S. forces that somebody would deliberately crash their plane into their ships. But overall, they turned out not to be all that effective. It was kind of an act of desperation by Japan. And, of course, they had the air kamikaze airplanes we all know about. They also had a submarine called the Kaitan. That operated on the same principle, one-man crew that would ram enemy ships. Anyway, Tony, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, over at the aircraft, rather at the Air Force, they are claiming to have had a successful test of a laser weapon being developed for stealth jets. And they call it the Air Force Research Laboratory Self-Protect High Energy Laser Demonstrator, which they were able to basically, they call it that in order to use the acronym SHIELD. It's the SHIELD, Advanced Technology Demonstrator Program. And it's completed a series of tests where they successfully shot down several missiles with a ground-based laser. This all happened out at White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico. And they've developed this directed energy weapon that they say will eventually be molded into an aircraft pod. Fifth-generation fighter jets and drones will soon have the ability to destroy surface-to-air and air-to-air missiles with laser beams. So I wonder how they dealt with the thermal blooming issue. Let's see. I'm getting emails. Apparently, for some reason today, YouTube is really not carrying my show all that well. At the moment, it seems to be okay, but yeah, earlier it was just bouncing around. Well, it's not like you need to see my face. Anyway, article coming out of Zero Hedge talking about America's defense budget and how it's actually a lot larger than you think. Now, in his latest budget request, Trump is asking for a near record $750 billion for the Pentagon and related defense activities. This is an astonishing figure by any measure. If passed by Congress, it will be one of the largest military budgets in American history, topping peak levels reached during the Korean and Vietnam Wars. But that $750 billion represents only part of the actual annual cost of the national security states. There are at least 10 separate pots of money dedicated to fighting wars. They sort of spread it around so you don't really see just how much of it it is. And it's estimated, looking carefully at all the U.S. defense expenditures, our defense spending right now is over $1 trillion a year. And a lot of it is misspent. A lot of it goes to pork barrel projects. A lot of it simply vanished. Remember September 10th, 2001, Donald Rumsfeld got up there at the Pentagon and said, whoopsie, we've lost about $3 trillion. And it should have been a huge scandal. But fortunately for Donald Rumsfeld and the Pentagon, the very next day, 9/11 happened. And one of the aircraft slammed into the Pentagon offices that were trying to locate where that money had gone. Turning to our domestic politics, and apparently the House Judiciary Committee voted 24-16 to hold Attorney General Barr in contempt. I don't know what that really means, but they're just out there about that. Okay, FBI Director Chris Wray, I'm starting to have serious doubts about this guy. He said yesterday he does not consider that court-approved FBI surveillance is spying, and that he has found no evidence that the FBI illegally monitored President Donald Trump's campaign during 2016. Now, that puts him directly at odds with Attorney General Barr, who used that exact term of spying during his testimony. So, asked by Senator Gene Shaheen, a New Hampshire Democrat, if he would say the FBI is spying when it investigates suspected terrorists and robbers, Wray replied, well, that's not the term I would use. So they're weasel wording here. Now, Lindsey Graham was on Fox News last night reminding everybody that the author of the infamous Trump dossier, Christopher Steele, was on the Democratic Party payroll, and that frankly, without that dossier, there never would have been the issuance of a FISA warrant. That was their entire case. So, now, James Comey may be feeling the heat right now. Attorney General William Barr's comments on FBI spying. Again, there's a war over the narrative. The Democrats want the narrative to continue, Trump, 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 Trump. And the GOP is saying, no, we need to look at just how we came up with this two-year-long farce. We need to look at the spying and interference that took place in 2016, and mostly that seems to have been by the Democrats. So Barr has made plain he intends to examine carefully how and why Comey, as FBI director, decided that the Bureau should investigate two presidential campaigns and if in so doing, any laws were broken. So Comey's out there and I presume he's getting ready for a war. Another little article on the same thing, Information Clearinghouse. There were foreign intelligence agencies interfering in the U.S. election, but it was on the other side. There was a broad coordinated effort by the Obama administration with the help of foreign governments to target Donald Trump and paint him as a Russian stooge. This is coming from Larry Johnson. Okay. All righty. Mitch McConnell was out there saying that the outrage industrial complex, there's a new one, is still grieving over the fact that Mueller did not find Trump-Russia collusion. And they're still out there screaming about it. They're trying to extend the Russian investigation, saying, well, let's look at obstruction. Let's look at this. Let's look at that. And McConnell declared the special counsel's finding is clear. The case is closed. And it really is. Now, one bad move that Trump just made is he is exerting executive privilege over the unredacted Mueller report. And, of course, that is fodder for the Democrats to come on back and say, well, it's obvious he's hiding something. And I agree. That's what it looks like. So that was not a well-considered move. All right. Representative Al Green from Texas, one of the first lawmakers who called for Trump's impeachment, is expressing his fears that if Democrats don't pursue impeachment, Trump will get reelected. And Green was on MSNBC, was asked about how unpopular impeachment was among the voters. And basically, correspondent Philip Mina pressed Green with recent polling numbers from Quinnipiac showing 66% of voters were against impeachment, including 38% of Democrats and 70% of independents. So it's not a popular idea. And I think those polls are the reason Pelosi is pulling back on this. Now, somebody has leaked 10 years worth of President Donald Trump's tax returns, or tax information, rather, to the New York Times. The paper ran with it. And the paper reported that just yesterday, Trump's core businesses lost $1.17 billion from 1985 to 1994. Now, the Times said it received this information contained in the returns from someone who has legal access to it and confirmed significant findings in other public documents. Now, it's embarrassing that he lost that much money, but there's nothing illegal there. Although now there are calls saying, well, there should be a fraud investigation. All right. There is another article. This one came out of TaxProf. And it's basically saying, from a legal point of view, congressional committees do not enjoy unrestricted authority to demand anyone's tax returns. Okay. There is a federal statute that compels the IRS to furnish on request anyone's tax returns to some congressional committees, but the statute cannot transcend the constitutional limits on Congress's investigative authority. Congress enjoys a near automatic right to review a president's tax returns only in the impeachment context. You know, if things weren't so serious, it would almost be fun watching this infighting that's going on. And I'm kind of have to wonder how this makes this country look to the rest of the world to see this right now. Another bad move by Donald Trump. Last Sunday, he retweeted a post by Jerry Falwell. And Falwell had tweeted that the president should extend his term to 6 years to sort of make up for the 2 years stolen by the corrupt failed coup. And Trump went ahead and retweeted it. And again, he wasn't thinking very carefully because it's being seized on to claim that Trump is planning on canceling the 2020 elections. Article 2 of the Constitution states the president shall hold his office during the term of 4 years. Another bad move by Donald Trump on that one. Well, Bill and Hillary Clinton last Sunday, during the last stop on their An Evening with the Clinton speaking tour, came on out and said that Brett Kavanaugh got what he deserved during his confirmation hearing, because of his role in investigating the Clintons back in the 1990s in the Vince Foster case. And Bill Clinton said he didn't have any problem making us put up with 3 years of Vince Foster nonsense that was a total charade. And, of course, longtime readers and listeners know that, yeah, there were legitimate questions about the death of Vince Foster, that it did, in fact, appear to be a murder made to look like a suicide. Whistleblower and political prisoner Chelsea Manning has been in jail for nearly 2 months. And she has submitted a new appeal to the federal court asking for her release from jail. She is in jail, has been in jail since March 8th, for contempt of court after she refused to testify before a grand jury impaneled to bring charges against WikiLeaks publisher and journalist Julian Assange. And Chelsea is saying that to cooperate with the grand jury would be a betrayal of her beliefs about the grand jury process. And this grand jury in particular. And this is all going to be a frame-up anyway, because supposedly Assange is going to be extradited back to the United States of America for a failed attempt to break into a government computer in partnership with Chelsea Manning. The problem is the statute of limitations for that crime has already expired. More alarmingly, we're getting this from Karen Kwiatkowski. There are reports that Julian Assange is being force-fed psychotropic drugs in Belmarsh prison. And apparently he's being treated with a chemical known as BZ. BZ is a powerful drug that produces hallucinations. And I think the obvious reason there is when Assange comes back to the United States of America, they want him in a mental condition where even if he comes on out and says, Seth Rich was the leak, you know, they could say, oh, he's hallucinating. His mind is gone. His mind is broken. We broke it. All right, let's talk about the economic news. For most of the day, it looked like the stock markets were going to at least start to recover from the losses they suffered yesterday. But right at the close of the market, everything fell off a cliff. The Dow, I think, is 2 points in the green. NASDAQ and S&P are down in the red. And it's prompting people to ask, if the stock market is falling this much already, what is going to happen if there is no trade deal with China by Friday? And there may well not be. China is very angry at Trump's announced new tariffs. China is very angry at U.S. warships sailing in the Taiwan Straits in the South China Sea. It's a very heavy-handed foreign policy to be out there swinging your sabers at the other guy at the same time you want preferential trade treatment. I think China probably is thinking that maybe the U.S. market isn't that attractive anymore. Okay. Everybody's speechifying in the wake of Attorney General Barr's contempt ruling. And the committee chairman, Gerald Nadler, is out there saying we're in a constitutional crisis. And we may have been for quite some time. Okay. Double N Capital's Jeff Gundlach, in an interview with CNBC's Scott Warner, warns that the bear market is just getting started. And he is predicting there's better than a 50% chance that the trade talks will, in fact, collapse. And he also said there are other risks posed by the surging U.S. debt. Over at Shadow Stats, their John Williams came on out in an interview on USA Watchdog saying the real U.S. unemployment rate is 21.2%. That is close to what it was during the Depression of the 1930s. And he came on out and said, basically, the economy is tanking. And I'll contend it already has. We've not seen it in the GDP reporting. But the ultimate thing here is you have a collapse in the dollar. Another story, this one from Zero Hedge. and they're talking about how the CPB, Netherlands Bureau for Economic Policy Analysis, world trade volume fell 1.8% in the 3 months to January compared to the preceding 3 months. And they're talking about a global downturn, a synchronized global downturn in manufacturing. So the news is not good out there. And Donald Trump, now this article is out there saying that he's going to infuriate the Democrats. I think he's going to infuriate a lot of Americans. Actually, we have to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones now to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You covered three stories that I'd like to comment on, and they all show that, to me anyway, that Trump is doing what we elected him to do, not in every way, but on these three stories. And one is with Barr, and Barr being, get contempt by the Congress. I'm happy about this. I want to see a fight between the deep state and the attorney general and the president. I want to see them go out. It tells me that the Congress and the Clintons behind the Democratic Party, they're all scared to death of Barr and where these investigations are going to go. This is a preemptive slander. That's all it is. And it's obvious. I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. He's not releasing grand jury material. Well, that's against the law. So on its face, it's ridiculous. Anybody with any ability to reason on their own knows it. And the only reason they're doing it is so they can say, oh, the man that the Congress found in contempt is indicting Hillary Clinton. The other story I'd like to comment on is Germany. And I think it's good that the Germans are angry at us. The Germans are a big CIA-controlled deep state colony. They run the EU. They brought immigrants into Europe. They're destroying Europe through Angela Merkel. They're corporatists, and I'm glad to see that they're angry at Trump and the U.S. administration. That's a good thing. I hope Europe collapses, and I hope Germany, they've been eating our lunch on trade and taking advantage of the fact that they don't have to pay any military or they pay very little for their defense appropriations compared to the Americans. So I'm glad to see that. And the third issue is the Chinese. I'm really glad Trump was elected to go to have a trade war with the Chinese. He was elected to bring steel back to this country and to help bring manufacturing. If the Chinese are mad, then good. That means that Trump, in my view, is playing hardball. He's not rolling over like the Wall Street corporatist would, selling out all our industries to China, like the Clintons and the Obamas and the Bushes. So yeah, I'm all three of these stories are pleasing to me. And of course, there are things that Trump hasn't done that he promised. But on these three stories that you brought up earlier, I'm all for the way they're playing out. And I think that if the Chinese don't like our Navy, sailing our boats through international waters, that's tough. You know what? I mean, those ships have a right to go through the Taiwan Straits. That's international waters.
Well, first of all, let's back off. Some of those waters are in dispute. China is saying they're not international waters. They're territorial. But my point about the way Trump approached the trade negotiations with China is, at the same time that you are sitting down and trying to negotiate a favorable trade agreement to rebalance trade between the two nations, you don't go on out and do things that are going to deliberately antagonize your opposite party. And that was where it really didn't seem to make a lot of sense to me.
Well, yeah, but I mean, there's certain principles that we've always stood for as a nation, and that is the freedom of the seas. I mean, the Chinese can build an island somewhere and then claim it. Well, that if it's international waters, and it has been for, thousands of years, that's too bad on the Chinese. I mean, they claim islands. They're building islands near the Philippines and the Vietnam.
Yeah, but I'm
Vietnam
just saying the timing
yeah,
was rather poor.
I guess you're right. But, at the same time, I think Trump likes the chaos theory and the tension theory of negotiation. I think he
says that. Okay, well, Joe, I'm going to have to let you go here. We got to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
When your doctor tells you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RB.